As Arizona students head back to school, one of the questions education leaders are asking is how to help those students overcome pandemic-related learning loss. Data from the State Education Department and Helios Education Foundation show student growth and proficiency have both declined in math and English language arts between 2019 and 2021. Students in early grades have been impacted more than those in older ones. Earlier, I spoke about this with Paul Perrault, Senior Vice President of Community Impact and Learning at the Helios Education Foundation, and I started the conversation by asking if it's fair to say that this learning loss is not something that happened, but rather something that continues to happen.
That is a fair assessment, Mark. COVID hasn't really fully ended yet when it comes to people bouncing back, and especially in education. We see that still, while most students have returned to school, we see a lot of absences in school, for one thing. That's an impact that's continuing on. We also see that, especially when we look at proficiency or how kids are doing in certain subjects, especially math and English, the key ones, we tend to see that they, there's been a loss in growth or even in proficiency due to the pandemic.
It's interesting because when you think about some of the students who are most affected, and your research bears this out, younger grades were particularly affected. And you think about, 4-year-olds in pre-K or kindergartners who had, their year shut down in 2020 and not only missed the academics, but also the sort of school readiness component to learn how to learn.
Yeah, I think you nailed it right on the head. For some of those students, especially when you think about kindergarten, some parents decided to hold their kids back. We weren't going to get them in kindergarten. So they're going to start school a year later or a year late. At the same time, we also see those students that in those younger grades, opportunities were more stressed. There were people that were missing school because of COVID protocols or other obstacles. And so having that ability to learn to read, for example, so that they could continue to grow, was hampered for a while. And so that's why it's going to take some real opportunities to intervene to get those students caught up.
When you talk about specifically math and English language arts, and you touched on this, that they're sort of foundational subjects that you need to grasp one concept before you can really move on. How much are we seeing some of the loss from even a couple of years ago affecting students now heading into another school year?
Well, it's a little bit early to see it for this year. And we'll have new data from the Department of Education coming up in early fall, in September, when they look at that data. But looking at the prior year's data, it was creating issues. And, then you have to have teachers that have to be able to respond to these students, give them supports on the fly in the classroom. And so I kind of like to think about it, Mark, as a rubber band of support. We would love it to snap back and everything's back to normal, but it's almost kind of like the old rubber band where, it doesn't snap back quite as fast. And so it's taking more opportunities for support, intervention support for students, tutoring, those types of things to get students back to that place.
So how do we do that? Like, is this something that can happen during the course of the school year? Is it something that has to happen outside of the regular school day? How do we do this?
So, Mark, I think, one of the things that was really great about the convening that we recently had is we had 5 superintendents there talking about the work that they're doing. And it's going to take really a mix of both. Number one, many of those superintendents talked about what they're doing for teachers, getting them the quality professional development and opportunities to give those skills to students. Number two, they talked about how they're strategizing and focusing on student supports. Some of those supports will have to happen outside of school. There will be times that students will need that tutoring that might have to happen before school, after school, at lunch period. And so I think it's really going to take a mix of giving the students a lot of tools and resources they need, but also our teachers. And it's going to take time. It's not going to be something that bounces back in 1 year. I think this is something that we're going to have to give those schools and students the resources for a couple years.
Understanding that, of course, every student is different and in different situations, how far behind are Arizona students, especially in subjects like math and English?
Well, we have to look at the data cautiously. So when we looked at proficiency, for example, we saw that there was a 11% decline in the proportion of students that were proficient overall in math last year and 4% in English. And so those are good indicators of how far behind they are. And then along with the growth data that we shared as well. We'll know more this September to see. I think this is a better year to understand because most students did test this year compared to last year where we still didn't have the highest percentage of students. So I would say that we're still trying to understand how far students are behind. We know that they are behind in the earlier grades, but we just don't know how far yet. And I think it's going to take us looking at a couple more points of time to fully understand that.
So we know that COVID and the pandemic more broadly have not impacted everybody equally and to the same extent. I'm wondering what your data show about which students have maybe felt more of the brunt of learning loss over the last couple of years.
The learning loss brunt has really been, we can really look at it in multiple ways. Prior to the pandemic, there were already what we call opportunity gaps for a lot of students. And in Arizona, in particular, especially for Native American students, Hispanic students, African-American students, and low-income students. Over the course of the pandemic, what we've seen and what our research has shown is that those gaps have actually widened. So, you know, instead of closing gaps where all students were kind of getting the same type of outcomes, we saw that those students, again, Native Americans, Hispanics, and African Americans, they didn't do as well on the achievement test, and especially in, as well as low income students. And so that's really, you know, something that we're focusing on Helios too, is how do we make sure we catch those students up? How do we close those opportunity gaps so that all students are really getting that primary education?
Is that more of a challenge given that, as you say, the opportunity gap was there before COVID and the last couple of years have just widened it? Does it make the process of catching those students up and getting them to where they need to be, does it make that more difficult?
Certainly more difficult. And that's why, you know, we really have to think about how do we target resources? How do we identify those students in need earlier, get them more intervention support?
And as you mentioned earlier, this seems like this is going to be an ongoing kind of thing. It's not like, oh, well, we'll do it this year, might be more normal. Let's do it this year and we'll be done with it. This is going to be kind of an ongoing process.
Yes. Well, as we talked about a little bit ago, there was gaps already before this.
Right.
The pandemic kind of really heightened them or really even gleamed a light on them more. And really what we saw is all students really struggled during the pandemic. Even, you know, our schools that tended to have the highest achievement did not do quite as well over the pandemic. And so this is going to be something that's going to take some time to bounce back from. And it's going to be a process over the next couple of years. We really can't just forget about it. We have to keep reinvesting in those educational resources to improve those outcomes for all students.
All right. That is Paul Perrault, Senior Vice President of Community Impact and Learning at the Helios Education Foundation. Paul, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.